Everyone has a different ideas about what is important and what makes them feel best. Making your own choices about the things you do is very important because it gives your life a meaning. Making choices about what is important to you helps you to be more independent and in charge of your life. Hi everybody and welcome to the Rainbow Channel. My name is Tony Polinas and I'm your host. Today, I am joined by my personal trainer who happens to be a licensed physical therapist, a clinical instructor. Please welcome, I am proud to call him my friend, Joseph Santos II. Hi, Joseph. Hi, Coach Joseph. How are you?
Hello.
Bakit ka natatawa? Parang hindi mo lang, parang kanina lang hindi mo ako pinahirapan, no? So ngayon parang the role is reversed. Ako naman yung magpapahirap sa'yo.
Hindi ako sanay, wait. Okay, sige. So hello guys. Again, my name is Joseph Santos. I'm a licensed physical therapist here in the Philippines. So yan.
Nax naman. So well, just wait, coach. Kailan ka mag-graduate ng ano ng PT, ng physical therapist?
And so I graduated last 2018. Took the boards the same year, so August 2018.
Mm. Okay.
Naman pumasa.
Ilan take?
First take.
Oh wow, ang talino. Ilan ang rating mo? Hindi ko natatanong. Oh, hindi ah. Kahit 75 yan, the fact na pasado ka, it doesn't count. Basta pasado. Anyway, so in a hospital setting, mas familiar lahat ng tao sa mga nurses at sa mga doctors, but not other health allied professionals. Yun ba yung tawag doon? Like physical therapist. Dito sa UK and in other countries, they're called physiotherapist. So sa atin, sa Philippines, a physical therapist. So ano ba talaga yung function? What is the real function of a physical therapist?
As PTs kasi, most of the time we are seen in hospitals or in sports, even in sports na. So our main function in the medical team is to rehabilitate yung mga patients. So whether it's a neurological case, meaning mga na-stroke, mga may brain injuries, or even to simpler injuries like ankle sprains, mga fractures, not really simple, but more common injuries. Yeah, so we're focusing on that. Tapos, what we do is we try to return the person to the most optimal function possible. Kung ano yung pinakakaya nila at their current state. Tapos, improve pa if kaya. Kung hanggang saan kakaya. So, if it's stroke, maybe palakarin, improve hand function, improve quality of life as well. So, yun.
Nice. Kasi, pasama-sama nurses kasi, we learn the about diseases and all. So ibang discipline yung sa physiotherapy because you guys deals more with the muscles, the bones, and the function of the body, right? Parang yung function ng hands, ng legs, ng lungs, especially. Ayun. Yun yan, katulad yung sinabi mo, yung optimal function ng isang tao. Right. Ano naman yung ano, alam ko medyo maiinis ka dito siguro kasi parang sabi nila, ang mga physiotherapist daw, parang yung nagmamasahe or what, that's one of the myths, diba? Na ang physical therapist doesn't do massages. And it pains all the physiotherapists listening to me now, physical therapist, if their profession is actually not tantamount to being nagmamasahe or what?
Actually, it's a common misconception. PTs hate being called masahista. But again, being a masahista is also parang honorable job pa rin naman siya. Nothing bad with being a masayista. Pero, yun, being mistaken as masayista or being treated or just the overall misconception or being called as a masayista, minsan mabigat for a PT kasi we've studied 5 years, di ba?
Wow, 5 years.
The program is 5 years.
5 years lang PT compared sa nursing, ha? May 1 year kayo, okay.
Well, batch namin 5 years. So, currently 4 years na, 4 year course na lang din yung PT. So, buti pa sila.
Ah, okay. Bumagsak ka lang na isang taon, kunyari ka pa.
Ito. Wow.
So, going back.
Going back. So, yes, it's a common misconception because most of the time you would see yung when you hear physical therapy, you think about massage, the word physical, tapos parang ayun, that's the first thing that comes to mind. Dala na here in the Philippines. It's, to be honest, massage is only siguro if we're going to put it into a percentage of what we do, actually do is siguro less than 5, less than 1% even. Kasi, yes, we do massages, pero to a certain point, and there's always a goal or an assessment backing it up, bakit namin ginagawa.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, it's not the main, parang hindi siya yung main treatment. It's always just an adjunct to whatever we're trying to do or we're trying to improve. So, yun. Kaya, masakit? Hindi naman, actually, ako, personally.
Masakit nga talaga, coach, kasi nakahawa ka sa dibdib mo.
Grabe. Hindi. Ako personally desensitized na ako na I don't really mind kasi I know my worth. Wow, worth. I already know my worth and how I practice. And hindi talaga, parang I know personally na hindi ako masayista. So, I think that's where, as a profession, that's where we need to start. We need to be more proud of what we really can actually do and what we really do. Tapos, stay away from the usual conversation na parang we always have to prove ourselves na hindi kami masayista. Parang,
That's a I just wanted to sort of like take into a context yung sinabi mo na yes, you do give massages and all, pero it's only like a 5% of the entire treatment of sorts. Pero kailangan ba yung massage and every treatment that you do?
Technically, no. Pero it's an adjunct kasi. Diba? Parang think of it in a way na sometimes there is a need for it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos the term used to call the massage is manual therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you put your hands in the patient, tapos you manipulate certain muscles or manipulate joints, so that's already manual therapy. So, yun, it's always just an adjunct kasi it can affect pain, it can decrease pain on some patients, mm-hmm. right? On some,
yeah.
But not all, on the short term. So, if it's what's needed for that specific patient, then why not, diba? Tapos, ano natin. Tutuloy natin with exercise, with proper education, with proper treatment and assessments. So, yun, it's just a small part of the pie. Parang ganun.
Mm-hmm.
It can be included. It can be, minsan hindi. So, it all depends on the assessment and on the professional talaga.
Okay. Yeah. So, when coach mentions the word adjuncts kasi is an additional thing that you do but it's not essential, so pwede mo siyang idagdag for a treatment, parang ganyan, right? Okay.
Yes, so para ano lang siya, parang just another tool in the,
another tool,
in the,
yeah,
back pocket of the PT.
Okay, so having said that, what do you think what change do you think needs to happen para mabago yung misconceptions na ang physical therapist nagmamasahe lang sila?
Siguro better access, medyo broader terms, pero what needs to happen is we need to be able to provide PT for the general public, for the general population, para at least they get to experience what real pity is, 'di ba? Parang the only way for them to know is to, for them to experience, okay? The only way to raise awareness is to help people. So in a way, parang ganun yung kailangan mangyari. For example, you won't know na masarap yung isang food if you haven't tried, 'di ba? So same way with PT. You won't know what we can do to or how we can help you if you do not have access to our help. Okay. Eh, sadly with our country situation, medyo hindi rin ganun kaganda yung access to healthcare, di ba? So, yun. Siguro, if more people can actually go to hospitals, tapos get physical therapy done, tapos, yun, mas ma-appreciate nila yung, ano, yung overall profession talaga. Pag nakita nila, paano sila from not being able to walk, bigla nakalakad because
yeah.
of the exercise, the assessments, from not being able to work, then go back to work, for not even being able to play sports, tapos makakalaro na ulit. So, once you get to experience it kasi, it puts the profession in a whole new level. Diba? Parang, if you ask mga dating pasyente kung ano yung PT, doon mo maririnig na hindi lang basahista, na hindi
oh,
lang,
yeah, of course.
Hindi lang simpleng kung ano yung ginagawa. So, kasi sila, na-experience talaga nila. So, yun, giving equal access to the general public yung pinaka-profession sa PT, yun, that would really raise the awareness. That would really make them aware of the whole profession.
Okay. You know, you were mentioning na when people experience more of the service, then people tend to appreciate more. I'm talking to the perspective of being in a hospital kasi alam ko na nakikita ko na eh, but hindi naman sa I don't appreciate physical therapist, pero meron kasi akong hugot dyan eh, kasi parang feeling ko bakit kaya mas laas ang sahod nito mga to sa mga nurses. Samantalang pagka pumupunta yung mga physical therapist na yun dito sa mga pasyente namin, only spends few minutes or whatsoever, and then on to another patient. Pero kasi how it works in the hospital, it's a collaborative kasi. So pagka may pasyente na, say halimbawa na surgery, nagkaroon ng knee replacement or ng heart transplant. Ay, no, not heart transplant. Nagkaroon ng heart, no, open heart surgery. Yung nurses 24/7 yung ano niya, 24/7 yung sa pasyente niya kasi siya yung maglook after nung general conditions ng pasyente, from pain to wound and all that. Pero there are certain things na hindi din namin alam. And doon pumapasok yung collaborations with other health workers, like yung physical therapist. Kasi yung physical therapist naman, they're the one who provides exercises, not just exercises and physical exercises, but may mga certain things kasi na ginagawa sila na yung properly turning, yung proper breathing, yung proper equipment na ginagamit and all. So, can you imagine kung lahat ng nurses gagawin pa yon? Ano na lang kami? Kaya importante po ang mga physical therapists sa all-in-all ang tawag dito, care ng isang pasyente. And mind you, I never thought na synonymous ang massage sa physical therapist. Please, don't ever. No, hindi ko nga siya alam. Kaya naiinis ako kasi it's not. I never thought nga na meron palang ganon na parang misconception na ang physical therapist nagmamassage lang. I never seen any physical therapist na who gives massages. But anyway, again, it's a
adjust. Meron. Sobrang ano na. Sobrang malaking misconception yun here in the Philippines.
Oh my gosh, please no. Their job is far better. Pag nakakakita kayo, if you do watch sports, like international sports event, like football, soccer, or tennis, especially during the Olympics, mind you, may ambulance, pero yung ambulance nasa labas lang siya. Pero ang mga physical therapists, nandun sila mismo sa court. Kahit yung basketball sa Philippines, kung saan siya ginagawa, hindi nurse ang nasa court. Ang nasa court is physical therapist. Kasi mas meron silang alam dun sa injury itself.
Yes. So,
am I correct?
Yes. Oo, tama. So, for example, during sports events, kami yung usually the field medics or PTs.
Yeah.
Para at least when something happens, we know there's some parang may critical decision making kasi doon eh. Lalo na with sports. Like, how would you know if this player can still play?
Yeah.
Ayan. So, sometimes the physical therapist is involved along with the coaching staff. Kung kunwari na ankle sprain, how would you know that it's just a simple ankle sprain or kailangan ng deeper medical investigation or assessment? So, or kung pwede pa bang maglaro siya within the game. Mm-hmm. So, yung mga ganun, that falls under the PT's responsibilities in sports. So, medyo heavy din. Kasi, imagine if you clear an athlete to play, tapos biglang lumala yung injury. So, medyo heavy yung responsibility. Kaya, kailangan talaga you really understand the how injuries work and how this how the body really works.
Yeah. So yun, mas alam niyo talaga yung injury process kasi kami, so say for example, we're both in attending a sports event, then there's a crash with a patient and all, with a player. May injury, kung may open injury siya, ang nurses ang gagawin is i-assess yung wound, making sure na makover yung wound, ganito, ganyan, ganyan. But other parts of the injury, we don't know that. That's when another person comes in and that is the physical therapist. Kasi mas alam niyo yung ano, mas alam niyo yung injury process, yung deeper ano ng injury. Kasi kami, we act on the superficial aspects of the injury. The bleeding, yung wound, ganyan. Pero the other deeper meaning of the injury, you guys knows about it. So, wait, thank you, ha. Na-appreciate ko bigla yung ano mo. Hindi na ako magre-reklamo sa mga physical therapists why they're earning better than us. Okay, thank you.
And,
right. And well, you're talking about sports as well because at the same time, you're also and dami mong ganap because you're a freelancer in a way, right? You're a freelancer. Natatawa siya pag sinasabi kong freelancer siya. Freelancer ka naman talaga. So you're also a clinical instructor and at the same time, you're a fitness coach. Hence, nagkakilala tayo kasi ikaw yung binigay na fitness coach ni Coach Pau. Kasi sabi ni Coach Pau, siguro baka matakot si Tony sa bosses ko. Hi, Coach Pau.
Yeah, shout out kay Coach Pau.
No. Okay, so yeah, so what yung pagiging freelancer o wag muna yung pagiging freelancer. Yung sa ano, yung sa sports muna. How did you become ano a fitness coach naman?
On the topic of sports, it's a funny story kasi ayun, ever since I entered PT, parang grad, diba, during yung college years. When I first started on my third year of college, alam ko na, gusto ko na sports agad yung field.
Oh, wow.
So, yung field of practice, as in ganun, recently, I have some interns asking me na, how do you pick a field where you want to specialize in? So, ewan ko, kasi third year pa lang, parang sa ko, alam mo na, gusto ko sa sports ako.
Okay.
So, ayun. Any other question? So, how did you become
na-involved sa sports and become a sports, become a fitness coach?
Okay. Paano ba? So, I was looking for sports opportunities when I was starting out. So, as soon as I graduated, hindi ako nagpahinga. 2 weeks lang ata. Tapos, naghanap na ako ng work. And then, surprisingly, my first work is medyo inclined to sports. First work, first na pinasahan ng resume, I printed a stack of resumes. Tapos yung una-una akong pinasahan, natanggap ako. Tapos turns out, they're inclined to sports.
Okay.
So more on sports injuries. Tapos, yun. E di, so, medyo mahabang process yun nangyari dun. Tapos, I kind of started to parang dive deeper into exercises, into programming, into different parang aspects ng sports talaga. Kasi I'm handling athletes din na mga na-injured. So, parang napik yung curiosity ko. So, I took a certification course for strength and conditioning kasi yan, gusto talagang ma-reinforce yung knowledge. Gusto kong mag-investigate deeper. Parang ganun. Kasi ever since talaga, parang I never really dive deeper into the whole manual therapy side of PT. More on exercises talaga. Even when I was a fresh grad, even in my first few months of practice, talaga exercises yung pinaka naging bala ko sa mga patients ko. So I guess that's where it started. Tapos yun, the whole ASCA accreditation kasi you have to find a mentor, tapos you have to undergo I think that's 10 to 20 hours of mentorship. Tapos yun, so I got into sports that my mentor then back then parang in-offer niya sa akin yung isang post dun sa galing sa friend niya. So I became that was on the first week of March 2020. I got involved with a high school basketball team. So I'm still handling them over the pandemic. Tapos since yun, that all happened for 1 week lang, tapos pandemic started. And then during the pandemic, since everything was down I was trying to establish yung online rehab sa clinic namin. Tapos during that time, I was just trying to learn as much as I can. Trying to grow kasi as a person, one thing that I hate is parang staying in one place, being stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
So, ayun, I reached out to different people, listening to podcasts, messaging random strangers online, asking about exercise science, asking about exercise, and that's how I met Coach Pao.
Ah, okay.
So, ang haba ng kwento, tapos din na yung malay. So, that's how I met Coach Pao. I was actually asking...
Nakilala mo siya through a podcast or no?
Technically, yes. So, he was just starting out with the Gohei Academy back then.
Oh, yeah.
With DGY. Okay. So, medyo nilakasan ko yung love ko. Nag-message ako, "Hi, Coach. Can I join the free webinars?" Mga ganyan. So, from there, parang join ako ng join. Sinasama kong girlfriend ko, nag-join kami dalawa sa webinars.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, at some point, na nakakausap po si Coach Pao na same pala kami ng nagpa-credit sa ASCA, tapos senior ko pala siya doon.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos yun, since I'm also handling the basketball team, nagpapa-check ako sa kanya ng programs. Pag may tanong ako, hindi ko maintindihan ng concepts, sa kanya ako nagpapatulong. So, Coach, paano ba to? What's a better take on this concepts? Parang ganun. Tapos nagpapa-feedback ako ng programs ko. So, I think that's where it all started. Tapos, yeah, I think, di ko alam kung paano yun. Di ko alam kung bakit. Pero, he reached out na sabi niya, "Hi bro, interested ka ba with partnering up na in with the whole training, with virtual training and with the whole taking in clients?" So at that time then I was quitting my work. Natapang mag-resign. I think hindi siya aware na magre-resign ako.
Uh-huh.
Nung in-open niya. Pero yun, nag-resign ako. Tapos sakto, nag-in-offer niya yun. Tapos, I took off the offer. And, yun, that's it. Tapos, you're one of my first clients with Coach Pao. Pero, yun, before, on my previous work, yung mga dati kong pasyente, yung mga, even though done na with the injury, they were staying with they we were still working out we were still work they were we were still working together kasi yun, they really appreciate and they really like working out the whole physical activity lalo na nagkaroon ng pandemic parang realize sila ah bagsak na bagsak yung usual walking usual exercise ko nawawala so mas might as well continue on with even after PT. So I think doon yun yung pinaka start ko with the whole online training.
Will you start with Coach Pao last year pa?
No, September lang.
September last year or this year?
September this year.
What?
Yes.
Oh my God. So kaya pala sabi mo, isa ako sa mga unang pasyente mo.
Yes. With Coach Pao. I've handled a lot of people na before. Pero mm-hmm. from my previous work.
Mm-hmm.
Pero with Coach Pao, ikaw yung una.
Like ako una o hindi?
Oras lang yung pagitan.
Oh my gosh, Diyos ko. Ako pala yung una mong pinag-practisan. Coach Pao! Bakit sa akin to? Pinihirapan ako.
Robin, nagsisisi ka ba?
Oy, hindi, no. I couldn't ask for a better coach, to be honest. Oh my God. Kung alam niyo lang po kung paano ko, siguro malang sasabihin ni Joseph mamaya kung paano ko. Ay, hindi, tatanungin ko talaga yun mamaya. Anyway, right. And at the same time, you're a clinical instructor. So what does involve naman sa'yo as a clinical instructor?
Sorry, puro long story, no? Kasi one of the things that I really believe in is parang we have to keep on growing, as I mentioned earlier. Tapos we need to be planting different, parang planting different seeds, mga ganun. Tama ba sabihin ko yan? Pero anyway. So, during the parang somewhere along 2021, I met with this group of PTs. Tapos, we started up with, we formed a startup company called Kakayanan. Am I allowed to say the name? Okay
yeah,
lang ba?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay lang sa company mo. We can edit this naman.
Okay lang yan. Wala naman. Anyway. So, we call it Kakayanan. So, the goal of it is, again, what I mentioned earlier, is to provide PT for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. So anyway, so we made a group, a startup company. Tapos, it was supposed to be purely tele-rehab. So tele-rehab online PT services.
Mm-hmm.
Ngayon, it parang spiraled out of different path pa. So we currently have a home care program. So for those na gusto na face-to-face tas dinadalaw sa bahay, we call it dalaw.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, may dalaw ka.
Oh, yeah.
Yan. So, we call it dalaw. And then, we have, we also have yung, yan. So, different services na different price points for, to give at least the whole physical therapy experience or service to different individuals. Okay? So, it started out na ganun. Tapos, we also spiraled ventured out into building an internship program. So in the internship program, we take in different schools. Kasi yung mga PT schools, normally we have 10 months of clinical rotations. Okay. Ngayon, the problem is, since everything is online, not all hospitals is offering online internships. So we started to offer our own version of an online internship.
Nice.
So on that internship, again, going down the vision of providing physical therapy for everyone, we decided to give free PT services for the less fortunate, for those who cannot afford PT services through the internship program. So what happens is us clinical instructors orient, teach, and parang really try to impart knowledge and the whole parang our own specializations dun sa interns, and then we guide them as we take on different patients, assess, treat everyone, yung mga nagsa-sign up online. So I think roughly we're into the 150 people na active patients, I guess.
Oh, wow. Okay.
150 or almost 100 siguro.
Okay.
Safe number. Tapos, a lot more people na naka-sign up.
Okay. And how many schools are there? In how many schools you're tied up with?
I can't say.
Oh, he can't say. Okay. But I wanted... Oh, maganda din yun, ah. Whoever is listening, guys, if you wanted to... if you know someone who needs rehab and all, you can visit Kakayanan. Do you have a Kakayanan website? PH.
Yes, my website and my Facebook page.
Ah, it's called Kakayanan.ph or Kakayanan.ph?
Just search Kakayanan.ph. I'm not sure. the website is Kakayanan.org. Sorry.
Kakayanan.org. So visit kakayanan.org if you guys wanted a teleconsult or a rehab, and they have a lot of programs, especially if you want dalaw or physically someone who's basically doing the rehab in the house, so they can do that, especially during this pandemic, so they can do that too. Nice.
So that's the whole clinical instructor thing. Again, we spend time teaching the interns different things, mga concepts, how we try to envision what's the best practice on our parang on our own little definition of that of best practice talaga. Mm-hmm. And at least we try to shape the profession in the grassroots level pa lang. Parang that's the whole idea about it. So okay. Para at least yung mga sisibol na bagong
PT. Sisibol? Ang lalim.
Sisibol talaga.
Sisibol.
Mga sisibol na bagong PT. Parang they are better than us. So that's okay. The goal. For them to be better than our own practice ngayon.
Are you a strict clinical instructor?
Hindi. Sobrang chill.
Okay. Sa clinical instructing, you're so chill. Pero pag sa fitness training, hindi ka chill.
Chill din naman ako.
Wow!
Ikaw ang hindi chill.
Ako lang yung hindi chill. No, he's
really... Ito pa yun, ayun pa yung chill ko.
He's really nice po, talaga. The way he talks, ganyan po talaga siya. He's really nice. Now, you mentioned, kasi sa nursing, maraming practice din ang mga nursing, divided into two siya, mainly, three. Adult, pediatric, and neonate. Pero marami pa rin siyang branch. Merong surgical nursing, merong nasa ER, nasa operating room or theater, may mga nasa intensive care unit lang and all. So maraming specialization din ng mga nurses. So with the physical therapist, ano yung mga specialization nyo? Kasi katulad you have sports. Ano yung mga specializations sa physical therapist?
For specialization, sobrang dami. As in, parang the list goes on and on and on. Parang you have musculoskeletal, you have orthopedics, you even have sports, you even have neurological cases, pediatric cases, pediatrics, manual therapy. Ano pa ba? There are also some PT specializing in lymphatic conditions.
Oh, what?
Yung mga, lymphatic conditions.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So there are also cardiac rehab PTs, pulmonary rehab PTs. So iba-iba, sobrang dami. Currently in our group, yung Kakayanan, we have a pedia expert.
Mm-hmm.
Wait lang. Pedia expert. Not pedia expert. Pedia expert talaga. Hindi siya question. No? We have a pedia expert, someone who specializes in neuro, in geriatrics.
Alright.
Okay. In caregiver trainings, mga ganun. Tapos, sports.
Me too?
Yes. Yung parang he teaches the caregiver directly how to do the proper turnings, how to...
It's more assist like a manual handling, ganyan.
Yes, the manual handling. yun, parang, di ba kasi with, since it's all being done in online, tele-rehab, so the patient cannot do the exercise or the activities on their own. So the caregiver is being, parang, is being taught how to do it with the patient. Para mas, in a way, mas ano siya, mas effective nga siya than face-to-face most of the time. Kasi talagang natututukan ng caregiver yung kung ano yung kailangan niyang gawin.
Bakit ay don't you want to work in a hospital?
Personally, ayoko kasi I want to focus more on the sports side eh. On the sports side of the PT, on the exercise side, so on training talaga. So yun. Kaya most of my career choices are parang pointing towards that direction.
You want to what's the goal? Do you want to be in the PBA someday? Yung mga ganung tipo.
Funny thing kasi kanina lang while papunta sa papunta sa training, iniisip ko yung, and I had this experience kasi before with yung pinaka tinitingala, no? Pero yung tinitingala akong parang PT before. Mm-hmm. Hanggang ngayon naman, na-experience ko siya makatabi sa isang clinic na isang doktor. Tapos magkatabi lang kami. Tapos nilapitan siya ng isang pasyente ng doktor. Uy, coach, nagaano ka pa ba? Kailangan namin ng PT. Tapos siya na yung tumatanggi kasi siya yung parang kilala, sobrang kilala niya na magaling siyang PT. Na siya nilalapitan ng trabaho. Tapos kaya niyang ibigay yung trabaho sa ibang PT. So yung ganun. So, yun, parang for me, that's one of the goal. Parang ganun yung mangyari na to be so good in the profession na kaya mong i-lift yung profession pataas, and at the same time, you can help other, parang, you can help other PTs as well kasi ikaw nilalapitan ng opportunities. Parang ganun.
Nice.
So, yun. Yun yung goal ko. So, tipong uupo lang ako somewhere or even someone would just message me online na parang kailangan namin ng PT. Tapos sa sobrang, ayun, parang kaya kong ibigay yung opportunity sa ibang PTs kasi I know for a fact na, ayun, na I've already have my share of opportunities then. Parang ganun. I view kasi the whole profession as being able to help people, di ba? Parang not only the patients but also colleagues, co-interns, other professionals, mga interns, mga ganun. So, ayan, parang as long as I'm able to achieve that, masaya na ako. Parang, yeah, that's the pinaka main goal of, yeah, of how I see things.
Okay. Do you plan to establish your own clinic?
Yes, someday.
Oh. Naalala ko before, oh, naalala ko nag-interview pa ako ng ano, ng rehab ng mom ko. Kasi I wanted someone na magaling and all. Anyway, nakakatawa kasi sabi ko pa, yung pasyente mo manipulative. So I need, that's the reason why I wanted a very, kaya nag-interview ako ng rehab, ng faith, ng physical therapist. Para malaman ko kung ano yung personality ng physical therapist. Because my mom can be a very manipulative patient. And now I know her very well. So, hindi ko naman ito sasama sa recording. Pero yun nga, alam ko. So, nag-interview ako. So, ayun. Tama nga, minanipulate lang siya ng mom ko. So, sabi ko sa kanya, sige, hindi mo na kukompletuhin yung ano, yung session. But I'll give you the full payment. Kasi minamanipulate na lang talaga siya ng mom ko.
Paano?
Like, okay, what my mom is going to do, my mom will be with you all the time. Tapos, yun lang yung gagawin niya. Pagkatapos nun, ano na siya, wala na siyang gagawin. Lahat ng i-exercise na bibigay mo sa kanya, hindi niya yung gagawin. So, mangyayari, every time yung rehab babalik, they start all over again. Hindi nagpo-progress.
Oh.
Tapos, marami excuse yung mom ko. Si sweet talk ka niya para babalik na lang uli kayo dun sa umpisa. So, I know how my mom moves. Kaya mom ko tinatarayan, ginaawin siya. Anyway, so you wanted to set up your own clinic. That's good. Kasi, oh, that's nice. Kaya ano, kaya enjoy. It's, so nai-enjoy mo yung freelancing rather than being tied up with a hospital because you have a lot of options.
Oo. So I'm actually parang enjoying it more kasi yun nga, I have more time. Tapos, it's actually more time to study. And I, aside from the whole experience in freelancing, parang I get to meet a lot of other people more and learn from them. Parang with Coach Pao. So I learn from him, with you, with my other patients and clients, with other parang PTs. Mm-hmm. So since andaming, since hindi ka tied up sa isang clinic na, sa isang clinic lang, parang you get to experience the whole profession in different, parang in different lenses.
Yeah.
Kasi iba yung perspective nito, iba perspective ng ganitong mga kasama. So, aside from the whole freedom from, parang freedom sa oras, freedom sa time, na, and parang, what I really like about it is just the overall learning and the whole growth. Parang lalo na pag I have this other colleague na inaabot kami ng 1 a.m. Parang magme-meeting kami ng 8, parang may weekly meeting kami ng 8 a.m. ng 8 p.m. Tapos after the weekly meeting, parang may sasabihin, may nabanggit siya doon sa meeting. Tapos parang napopoke yung curiosity ko. Tapos itatanong ko sa kanya. Tapos yung discussion would go on and on and on. Up to a certain point, umabot kami ng alauna ng maraming araw.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Oh, wow.
So, yan yung mga ganong discussion. So, it's something na hindi mo makakuha pag, you know, pag tied up ka sa isang clinic. Kasi you're already, everyone is already practicing the same.
Yeah, because it's going to be like one patient after the other, no?
Mm-mm, yun din. Mm. So, yan. Meron kaming mga disagreements na sa iba't ibang concept.
Sige. Oh, don't worry. Marami namang sa inside the hospital talaga. Yeah, because there are some nurses who choose not to be involved in the hospital. They just wanted to be a member of a staff or an agency where they can work from one place to another. In the States, oh my God, like sa nurses sa States. Do you know there's such a thing as break? Parang nurse ka, parang ginagawa mo lang, pinapalitan mo lang yun, ikaw lang yung magbe-break ako. Magbe-break ka. Coffee break mo, lunch break mo, or whatever. So, papasok ako bilang break nurse. Dahil naka-break ka, ako yung maglo-look after ng pasyente mo.
Talaga?
Yeah, merong nurse na ganun. Na ang trabaho lang nila, mag-look after ng mga...
Reliever.
Reliever. Can you imagine? So maraming points of view ng medical profession na ano. So may mga options nga na ganun na they can be freelancing, meaning to say they can work anytime they wanted, where they wanted to work and all. So pareho din sa mga physical therapists that you guys can do. Then I realized mas marami nga pala kayong pwedeng gawin and all. Compared sa mga nasa. Okay, fine! Fine!
Alam mo, sinasabi rin yun ng nanay ko. Di ba si my mom is also a nurse. Parang sabi niya, in terms of, yun nga, parang opportunities outside the hospital. Mas marami talaga opportunities si PT.
Yeah, true. Kasi, it's only now that I realized that. Na-appreciate. Okay, fine. Okay, so let's go back ulit dun sa sports or sa fitness training. So you had that you have a diploma on not diploma, a certificate on body
strength and conditioning. Strength and conditioning.
Strength and conditioning. Okay. And then na-enjoy ko talaga siya yung process. Lalo na yung Tabata? Did you say Tabata?
Yes, the interval training.
Okay. Why is it called Tabata?
Tabata is actually parang what do you call it? Para it's para siyang ano, brand. Sila yung isa sa parang nagpauna ng mga timed exercises.
Oh.
Well, everyone was doing it na before.
Uh-huh.
Pero they were the one to brand it talaga.
Mm-hmm. Also, when it's Tabata, it's timed.
Most of the time. Okay. Most of the time.
Okay, yung merong ano parang stopwatch na may whistle pa tawon yes. Tawa ako nung una ko narinig yun, may pa whistle.
Yung parang time delay. Pero yun, it's actually parang basta ano siya eh. If I'm not mistaken, it's not really rebrand pala, no? But it was named after a certain person na who invented yung pinaka style of training in an interval. Pero a lot of people were doing it na din naman. Kaya siya basta, yun. So timed.
how many clients do you have? You don't call us patients, you call us clients, right? How many clients do you have?
Currently, wait, if we're just talking about clients, I have around
with the fitness training with Coach Pao.
Ah, with Coach Pao, currently I have three. Tapos patients yung medyo marami. On my own I have five. Tapos in parang in the internship meron pa. So
do you that's only telemedicine, you don't go and visita or something. Apart from
Ninong. I try to minimize din yung parang contact talaga.
Okay.
Para,
okay.
Syempre, mahirap pa din, di ba? There's still a pandemic going on. So, most of them are talagang tele-rehab. So, online training and online rehab talaga.
Okay. Right. Okay. We're gonna wind this up. At syempre, kailangan ko na rin tanongin to. Makapal yung mukha ako eh. Tsaka, knowing that... First of all, I just wanted to say you as a coach, as a fitness coach, grabe din yung patience mo. I said this all over and over again. Grabe yung patience mo. Tsaka grabe yung way to motivate ano clients. Kung paano mo ako i-motivate. Sobra grabe. Like ako na siguro yung pinaka-maarte tsaka pinaka-hard na student mo na number 250 years old. Tapos ganito po mag-behave. But yeah, but I have to say thank you so much kasi ano, ang tiyaga mo. Guys, kung alam niyo lang, mamaya kukwento niya how I started and where I am now. Kung paano talaga ako nag-umpisa talaga, oh my God, lahat ng drama ko talaga, lahat ng ano, oh my God, seriously. But yeah, all thank you to you. Nakita mo naman yung journey ko from where I started to now. Malaki na ba talaga yung parents ko?
Sobra. Sobra na. So, we started September, parang push-ups was on the wall. Tapos, who would have thought ngayon, nakaka-full push-up ka na kanina. Tapos, sobrang smooth na yung movement. Tapos, you're even doing single leg squats to ngayon. I remember asking Coach Pao, what's the fitness level of Sir Tony? Sabi niya,
zero.
he hasn't been active.
Uh-huh.
So, like, okay, sige, so squats lang muna, wala mo ng weights. So, basic movement patterns muna. Sabi niya, tapos, sabi ni Coach Pao, oo bro, ganun. That's, when I first saw you, like, tapos, diba, we were talking about ano yung mga issues mo before. Mm-hmm. So, like, oh, sige, chair squats muna. So, basically, that's just sitting up and standing up from a chair, di ba?
Yeah.
Tapos, who would have thought ngayon, you're doing the same thing, pero on one leg?
oh yeah, of course.
Alam diba? So, it's been a very long...
Hindi ko nakita yung... Mag-uumpisa talaga pala ako sa basic, no? Yung talagang uupo pa sa chair.
Yes, kasi we're building up your foundation.
Kung tutuusin, pwede naman mag-sit up ng walang chair.
Yes. So what we tried to do kasi talaga is take everything as slow as possible. Hindi naman as slow, as parang as gradual as possible. Kasi with your past, di ba, you have this past experiences na with the gym.
Oo, yung, oh my God, that was very traumatic. Talagang, kaka-surgery ko lang, tapos nag-gym ako dahil kailangan ko mag-gym eh. Ay, yung maling equipment, yung stepper eh, tumilapon ako. Buti na sa loko ng coach. So kaya takot na takot gym. So kaya itong, the only good thing about this, kasi nga, one-on-one siya, at my own comfort of my space. And yeah, guys, it's dedication. I start at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Grabe yun. I remember, parang dati antok na antok ka palagi before mag-start. Ngayon, pag mag-open ka ng Zoom, parang very gising na, ready na for exercise.
Minsan nakakalimutan pa yung exercise ko nga pala today.
To the point na hinahanap mo na rin yung pag-workout, diba? Pag-train, yes. Even on rest days.
Yeah, kasi yun nga yung and I'm glad that I started slow in a sense na nag-build up siya. Kasi siguro kung ano yung dapat gawin, ginawa ko na agad, baka na put off ako. Hindi ko na siya itutuloy. Kasi naging gradual kasi yung binigay mo sa akin. Na-appreciate ko siya unti-unti. Tapos until, kasi it's more of like, na-build kasi yung confidence eh. Tapos nakikita ko na yung changes. Anong tawag dun sa stretching na pinagawa mo na talaga nagmura ako ng todo-todo?
Alin dun? Ang dami.
Yung kanina nakagunon.
Kneeling quad stretch.
Oo, yung kneeling quad stretch, dati, supposed to be yung palad mo, yung palm mo, yung palad mismo naka dun sa floor. Sa akin, lahat ng fingers ko ang nag-support sa likod. Right? Naalala mo yun? Tapos tumaas ako. Yung tipong, oh my God, sakit.
Ay, tumaas ka ba nun?
Oy, grabe ka naman. Tumaas ako. Kasi hindi mo lang, kasi dati nakapa ako nun, di ba? So, makikita mo talaga kung tataas. And pag naka-rubber shoes, hindi mo alam kung tumataas talaga. Pero tumataas naman ako. Pero grabe yun. Until one day, nakaya ko na siya na baba na yung ano. And the most traumatic sa akin yung sit-up.
Kikwento mo ba yung umiyak sa sit-up?
Opo, umiyak po ako sa sit-up kasi very traumatic yung sit-up kasi nabully ako dahil sa sit-up. So pinaka concern ko talaga na exercise was yung sit-up. Because of the past experience ng bata ako. So hindi ko alam kung paano ko siya gagawin. So nung sabi ni Joseph sa akin na sabi ni coach na gagawin ko ba to? Sabi niya, yes sir, gagawin mo. Tapos sabi lang niya, focus on the task.
Huwag mo akong pansinin.
Oo, sabi niya, huwag mo akong pansinin, just focus on the task. Parang ilang, wait, nakatry ako ng isa, tapos sinundan ko pa hanggang sa sinumpas ko yung hinumpas ko yung wall. Nagmura pa ako.
Naalala ko yun. And that was also a day na medyo hindi ka rin, hindi condition eh. Parang your mind is, parang bothered yung mind mo nun.
Oh, yeah. So, I was going through something then. Tapos dadagdag pa yung ganun. At meron po talaga mga exercise. Meron pong exercise na sa sobrang hirap. Hindi naman hirap dahil pinahirapan niya ako. May mga exercise na parang akala ko hindi ko kakayanin. Tapos yung tipong, yung ang sakit talaga. It's not because sinaktan niya ako. Masakit po yung...
Bakala mga nakikinig, binugbog ka na pa.
Hindi niya ako binugbog. Masakit kasi, syempre hindi naman sanay yung muscles mo na-stretch ng ganun. So pag na-stretch yung muscles mo, tapos merong certain amount of pressure and all. One time nagulat siya kasi sabi ko, oh my God, Joseph Santos this second.
Naalala ko, may leveling pa yan. Pag medyo, ano, pag relax lang, wala. Pero pag medyo challenging, meron yan, Tony! Kaganoon yan. Tapos, biglang ano yan, biglang, Jesus Christ. Okay, Lord.
Meron tapos,
pag,
na,
opo, pag, tapos, pag binuo yung pangalan ko, yun.
I know, I talk to myself a lot pag nag-exercise. Para, kasi parang, mag-focus ka, Tony, ano ba? Parang ganyan. May ganun po ako. Pagka napoprostrate na po ako, nag-Jesus Christ na ako. Napoprostrate ako sa sarili ko. Pero seriously, I encourage you guys, however, kung gusto niyo pong magkaroon ng ano, ng journey to physical health, I encourage you to go to the gym, exercise, and I don't think I will know. It's one of the best decision I've ever made in my entire life. Kasi ngayon hinahanap ko na siya. Kasama na siya sa lifestyle ko. And kahit yung mag-a-apply ako ng trabaho, recently I applied for jobs. And iniisip ko na siya yung schedules, how am I supposed to do it? Kasi parang I can't let it pass na hindi ko na siya magagawa. Kasi kahit naka-holiday ako, nag-exercise pa din ako, nagpa-impress ako. At saka, pagka naka-day off po, hindi, pagka wala kaming session ni coach, meron siya mga exercise na bibigay sa akin na medyo mahirap. Or, kasi bago, so what I do, ano, pinag-aaralan.
Practice niya.
Pinapractice ko. Para pagkadating ko sa kanya nag-session, medyo alam ko na. Kaya, I think, ano,
kung may video tayo, de-demo niya siya.
Best student ba ako doon pagka ganon, coach?
Oh naman. So it was never difficult trying to teach you a new movement kasi you really try to ano, you really try to practice and you really try to learn the movement. So it's one of the things na I really appreciate sa'yo. And also that's why it has been very effective kasi you're really into the whole movements kasi. So it's not just, sige, tapusin na natin to para tapos na.
Tapos na.
It's more of, sige, medyo ang hirap nito. I'll practice it nga. I'll try to, parang you try to tear it apart piece by piece para mas maintindihan mo talaga. Minsan ikaw na ngayon nagko-correct sa sarili. Okay, sige. Gusto ko na lang magkape dito sa, sige, Sir Tony, go.
Oh yeah, kasi sabi ko, wait, tatagilid ako ha, kasi para makita mo yung posture ko, kung diretso ba. Or, ang hindi ko makakalimutan po na talagang exercise na binigay niya sa akin is this bear crawl.
Bear crawl.
Hindi ko makakalimutan yung bear crawl na yan. Tapos alternate pa siya left and right.
Yung right. Na-practice yung coordination skills.
Yun, pero anyway. Yeah, guys, I encourage you to exercise. And if you wanted to have a one-on-one session with for your physical training, just DM me and then I will let you, I'll introduce you to Coach Pao and to Coach Joseph. It's really good because one-on-one lang siya, it's via Zoom and it's wherever you are at the own comfort of your home. Wherever you are, kahit hindi ka nasa Philippines, kita mo nandito ako sa UK, yung coach ko nasa Philippines. Yun nga lang, I have to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's a sacrifice, but it was worth of every sacrifice. Nagigising ka ng maaga. Actually, yung 5 o'clock yung nag-uusap na kami ni Coach Joseph. Pero,
you wake up at
4:30. I wake up at 4:30, tapos mag-aalam pa ako, tapos tatayo talaga ako quarter kasi ipe-prepare ko pa yung lahat. Pe-prepare ko yung chair, yung laptop, yung exercise mat, ganun. And if you guys are wondering, paano kaya yun ano, sa bahay? Paano kung kailangan ng weights? At the moment, wala pa po ako kettlebell, which I'm going to buy. At the moment, nag-umpisa ako sa isang 5-liter water bottle.
Water jug.
Nasa 10 kilos, nasa 10 liters na po ako. So that's 10 kilos na, no?
10 kilos.
Ngayon, nag-squat na ako kasi pinalagay ni Joseph, ni Coach Joseph sa akin yung dalawang water bottle sa maleta.
Kasi nakakalat yung maleta. Nagkaka-ideas na ito.
Oo, nagka-idea po siya na yung maleta lagyan ng dalawang water bottle na 5 kilos each. So, maleta plus 10 kilos na nasa loob. Yun po ang pinabuhat niya sa akin habang nag-squat. So that doesn't mean you really don't need to have like the full weights. Anything that you can use at home para lang magkaroon kayo ng ano, ng extra challenge dun sa exercise. Which is good. No, super na-enjoy ko talaga. Kaya super thank you talaga. Thank you talaga, Joseph. And Coach Pao, this is for you too. Thank you.
And shout out kay Coach Pao.
Right. And na-miss ko tong question na to before we end. You know, the title of my podcast is Rainbow Channel. So amongst the colors of the rainbow, which color or colors that best represent you? Or colors in the rainbow, that's Roy G. Viv, diba? So red, orange, yellow, green, indigo, violet?
Siguro best represent. Ang hirap ng question pero wala sa choices yung color. I think it's either gray or white.
Diba? Wala sa rainbow, Joseph. Gusto ko yung rainbow color. Wala kang nakikita sa rainbow color? Oh my God, susunod talaga ka sa bed mo.
Hindi. Parang in life, parang I see myself as what, either gray or white.
Okay.
Bakit gray?
Okay.
Kasi parang with every question in life, the answer is always, it depends. So it's always, most of the time, it's a gray area.
Uh-huh.
And white, kasi parang I'd like to see parang each day as a blank slate na tipong you get to learn a new thing every day.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Parang every day you start new with a blank, parang blank canvas. Yes. Parang you learn and then tomorrow it's a new learning. Tomorrow is a new learning. Because it's always white. It's always, yun. So,
it's always white but there's always a gray area.
Okay. Parang ganun.
Mm. Buti na lang maganda yung sagot mo.
Kasi?
Kung hindi, may inis ako kasi hindi ko pumili dun sa colors ng rainbow talaga.
If favorite color lang ba ang tanong, red?
Red talaga favorite color.
Red. Akala mo blue?
No, anong
red favorite? Or blue?
Red or blue? I've never seen you wear red.
Di ko birthday.
Pag birthday mo lang ikaw nag-wear ng red?
Hindi naman. Bihira ako mag-red eh. Maitim ako eh. So pag naka-red ako, mukha akong ano.
Grabe naman yung maitim ako. Hindi ka naman maitim.
Anyway, basta either red or blue. Kasi hindi naman color daw ang black.
Ano, ala. Hindi color ang black. Bakit nasa Crayola siya?
Hindi ko alam. Kulang ng isang piraso, dinagdag nila.
No, I think lahat ng nakikita mo sa Crayola should be a color.
So color ang white.
Yeah, color ang white. Color din ang black.
Hindi nga lang siya color ng rainbow.
Hindi nga lang siya color ng rainbow. Pero I don't, kasi kung hindi siya color, anong tawag mo sa kanya?
Shade.
Shades?
Parang 50 shades.
Ang shades is derived from...
Hindi, parang it's, ano, parang white is the absence of color and black is the... Black is combination of colors. Parang, ganun. Daw, ha, daw. I'm not sure, pero
Wait. So yung white is the absence of color. That probably I will accept. Pero black is
parang black is the combination of all colors. Kasi
combination of all colors.
Lahat ng kulay. Oh.
If it's a combination of all colors, then it's derived from a color.
Eh, di color.
Di color pa rin siya. Hindi, basta. Whatever is...
Pero if all colors are there any colors?
Pero basta ako, parang feeling ko, what's inside the Crayola, they're all colors.
Kasama pa rin.
Di ba?
Pwede. Pero, if magiging physics tayo-ish, black is the absence of light, di ba? And white is light. So, technically, lahat ng kulay na dadaan sa black, mawawala.
Hmm.
So, walang kulay ang black.
That's another way of defining black. Anyway, thank you, Joseph. Thank you, Coach Joseph, for this. Thank you for making me appreciate more of your profession, which, to be honest with you, talking to you actually opens more of my understanding with your profession. Kahit ang tagal-tagal ko na sa hospital, kasi parang feeling ko, mga physical therapist na to, or what, mga physiotherapist na to, mga ganyan-ganyan. Ganyan ako dati. But now, I appreciate more of your profession. Uy, seryoso, ngayon ko lang talaga siya na-appreciate. thank you for making me appreciate your profession, and hats off to you. And thank you for being a really, really excellent coach and physical and fitness coach sa akin. And I'm sure pati yung mga ibang client mo keep the same praises to you too. Wag lang po niyong maririnig yung ano, yung, uy, kaya niya na yung 8. At saka may mga warning signs din po kasi siya na minsan nakakatawa. Wow. Yung alam mo.
Pwede tanong kung gano'ng kahirap.
Yung tipong pag wag niyo po siyang paniniwalaan masyado na pinipraise niya kayo. Kasi alam niyo po, pag pinipraise kayo ni Coach Joseph, ibig sabihin, meron na po siyang balak na
progression.
Meron na po siyang balak na pas pahirapin yung ginagawa niyo.
And pag gano'n, it means that you're ready for more, di ba? Mas kaya mo na. So, bigyan natin ng kakayanin mo pa.
Anyway, Coach Joseph, thank you for this. Thank you.
Thank you then for having me, Sir Tony.
Yeah. And then I'll see you again tomorrow.
5 a.m.
tomorrow. 1 a.m. sa'yo. Ay, 1 p.m. sa'yo.
1 p.m. Yan na naman. Okay. Tama na. The usual.
The usual.
Magkakalimutan na sa
oras. Tayo ng oras. Anyway, thank you, Coach Joseph.
Thank you, Sir Tony.
Bye!
Bye-bye.
Ay, sandali.
Mali-live na ba talaga ako?
No.
Bye-bye sa podcast.
When you know who you are and the values you hold, you have a firm foundation from which to make decisions about how to handle life's challenge. The choices you make are richer, more meaningful, and more rewarding. You feel like being your best self. This is the power and beauty of choice. Just like me and Joseph, there are choices that we made that we knew is best for ourselves. Him knowing his choice of being a physical therapy and working as a clinical instructor and a personal trainer. Whilst me making a choice to start this fitness journey, and for almost 6 months, it has been one of the best choices I have made in my life. And also a choice to have a passion project of setting up my own podcast. Gosh, it's been 39 weeks. Wait, 40 actually, and I'm still doing this. Would I stop? Well, only God knows. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode and have a new understanding about physical therapies.
please, hindi po sila masahista. Please. So, yes, I have a new understanding about physical therapy. And thank you, Joseph, for making me understand more about your profession. And I will now have so much respect to my colleague who are physical therapists, which we fondly called physiotherapists. They're actually physical therapists. They're really, really lovely people. But anyway, I hope you are going to share my podcast to your family and friends, and my podcast streams on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and of course Spotify, and powered by Anchor Podcast. No, actually Anchor FM. Yeah, till next time everybody, this is Tony. I'm reminding each and every one of you that we are all beautiful like every colors of the rainbow. Bye everybody, God bless. Mwah. Bye.